Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, morning briefer of Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., battling lymphomic cancer, by the way. He's going to be joining us. He said a few months ago on the show, a few weeks ago again on the show, that the Bush administration is planning to attack Iran in the next 6 to 8 months. And since he said that here, we have this headline out of Reuters and other publications. Bolton, Israel will attack Iran before next president is sworn in. Mossad's Dagon, an omen of war from Press TV. The Mossad chief is staying on an unprecedented another year, another sign of war, Israeli papers say. Reuters also reporting aid is saying that there's a plot to kill Ahmadinejad thwarted at UN meeting, and that the U.S. also tried, that is the private corporate interests that control the U.S., tried to kill him on his visit to Baghdad. Israel is exercising for nuclear disaster with Iran. Online Journal is reporting as well as the New York Times. That is just some of the news on that front. He will be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes. By the way, my producer thought, why not try to get the directors of HARP on? And so he called them up, and he set up some of the different directors of separate HARP programs to actually get their PR response to what HARP, that big antenna array, is doing up in Alaska, because Dr. Nick Begich and many others have written books on the subject and gone back to some of the declassified documents from the 60s of some of the nefarious things, but we'll talk to them and get their perspective coming up in the second hour today. A lot of the guests I think of, but sometimes Trey thinks of really great guests to get on, and that's certainly one of them. He told me last week we're probably having some of the HARP directors on, including the director of HARP. And then voila, we'll see if they're here in 1 hour. Also, there's lots of disinfo pieces like this one out of ABC News. Something's fishy. Experts say price of gas should be $2 a gallon, not $4. And then they bumble around in this AP article that was posted on ABC News and basically just put out a bunch of disinfo to the mindless, dumbed-down public. Americans are furious about the high price of gas. If you get too furious, if you notice all the cops in black uniforms shoving you around, checkpoints, the cameras, go ahead, get furious, slaves. Americans are furious about the high price of gas, and this isn't going to make you feel any better. A number of oil industry experts told a congressional panel Monday that oil speculators are to blame for gasoline prices reaching dizzying records. And yeah, 15-20% of it is speculation driven by dollar devaluation, but the majority of it is just dollar devaluation on its face, absolute fact, everyone in the world knows, but the decadent know-it-all slave population that's having eugenics operations carried out against it. Just running around mindlessly, arrogantly. I mean, they know the government's lying to them, but they don't have any idea just how bad and just how corrupt and bankrupt and evil the system is. And so they'll be fed by the disinfo thing. Oh, it's some shadowy speculators. They did it. Yeah, that's why they pay 14 cents a gallon in Venezuela and 44 cents a gallon in Mexico. And that's why they pay 23, 24 cents a gallon in Brazil. And yeah. That's why Americans pay on average 5 times what others pay for prescription drugs. It's because we're schmucks, we're idiots, we're morons. We've been under hardcore global brainwashing for 100 years. That's why. Because the average school kid doesn't know where the sun goes when it sets. Doesn't know what a continent is. Doesn't know anything. They just know how to be slaves and how to be exterminated.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm still looking and watching. Normally, the Supreme Court ruled several months ago on, I mean, they admit they secretly ruled on the Second Amendment, and they always release it during the summer. They had their meeting to, quote, release the cases. Some of them were released, but I can't find their ruling on the Second Amendment. Of course, we don't need them to rule on it. We have past rulings saying it's an absolute individual right against tyranny and government and criminals on the street. Everybody knows that. Of course, everybody knew you didn't kill babies in the womb, but the Supreme Court said it was a good thing and they're responsible for the murder of 50 million children. But it's a level they turn mass murder into a privilege and a right. So I'm watching and looking to see what happens there. We have Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, and Aaron Zellman, head of Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us in the fourth hour today, and we should know what's happening by then. It's very suspicious they haven't released it yet, and very ominous. It's as if they don't want it to be noticed. You watch, it'll be hailed as a pro-gun ruling, and it won't be. Ray McGovern joins us in 15 minutes. Jim Bates, HARP Program, Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. Ed Kennedy, U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. Dr. Paul Cossey, HARP Program Manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. That's who we've got. All three of these guys on in a conference call, I guess from the Space Command Directorate, which is a smaller part of, coming on the next hour. We'll see if they show up. Then we've got, again, Larry Pratt and Zelman, as I mentioned, and we'll take some of your calls today as well. I've got all this news about oil prices exploding. I've got all this news about commodities exploding. The dollar continuing to fall as the blind public, spiritually blind, psychologically blind, intellectually blind, just stumble around like zombies, drooling, bumping into each other. It's very painful. Watch my fellow man, rendered intellectually defenseless, just giggling and smirking and stumbling around. It's so simple, everything that's happening, and you just can't, even if you can wake them up, you can wake them up to the fact they're under attack, but then they have no respect for themselves and don't think they can mobilize against the tyranny. You've got all these evil people working for government, all these other people that rationalize the corruption they do and the things they carry out for the global corporate slave system. I mean, this morning, I'm pretty freaked out. I was reading a newly declassified, leaked, similar to other declassified Army field manuals in COINTELPRO, in Disinfo, in torture death squads, and you can just see them doing it all here in the U.S., how they incrementally ratchet up the police state till the public's under total martial law, and how they're deploying this inside the U.S. I was reading that with horror for about 30 minutes this morning. I could spend the next 4 hours on that alone. Oh, God. And then I was watching news videos, as the local news said it was good, as they busted in houses at gunpoint, as they arrested people, as they took people out of their homes up in the Midwest where they've had some flooding, as they would just pull people over and run up and point guns to their heads, screaming at them. Just lawless government letting you know you're a slave in your face. This is martial law. There is just so much going on. And then I ran across this news here in my stack dealing with attacks on the First Amendment in this country and free speech in England. And I have experienced in New York City, in Chicago, in Austin, Texas, in Washington, D.C., did I mention in London, what is in these stories? Headline, the Register, the war on photographers, you're all Al-Qaeda suspects now. It's not an Alex Jones headline, a Prison Planet headline, which have always been accurate. It would seem shocking to some, but that's really what they say now. Another one out of the Mail Online, where you have this gay man who writes for the paper, and he's out at an anti-war protest covering it when Bush came to town in England a few weeks ago. Last week, and he sees one of his buddies, one of his liaisons, and shoving people, trying to attack the police. The guy's got a big camera taking photos of all the protesters while he's provocateuring. Then the police go ahead and attack the crowd. And the article kind of halfway defends in a sick way that this guy's out there provocateuring and talks about how handsome he is. How handsome the police captain in plain clothes is provocateuring. See, I mean, it's just an acceptance of open evil. And he walks up and he goes, oh, we're friends. You're a police officer. And then it just goes into all this sickening doublethink about, well, I guess provocateuring, you know, it's what they need to do. I mean, you know how criminal the government is? How criminal these police are? When you've got thousands of people peacefully out there trying to protest Bush, and they've banned it in most areas of the city, and they're trying to get up to the barricades miles away from Bush, and There's plainclothes cops running around, starting fights, shoving protesters, trying to get the protesters to attack the police. And the cops all know what they're doing. They want to attack freedom. They want to suppress the people. They are guilty of tyranny. They are tyrants. They are criminals. They are the worst type of crooks. And then I read this article out of the Register where mainline video people, mainline photographers, news people can just be out getting a shot for the news of street traffic. And the cops come over and seize their tapes, and there's no judge, no jury, no arrest. They just hand them a terrorist form. This happened to me. I've had cops walk up and say, you can't videotape in London. And I go, but I'm videotaping people coming out of the subway entrance. Well, do you have a permit for that? I go, there aren't permits for videotaping. He goes, well, that's right, but turn your camera off, or I'll arrest you. And then I'm putting you in a database, and he took my ID, put me in a database, and I am now listed as a potential terrorist. Millions of Americans are listed. 8 million Britons are listed. And you try to talk to somebody on the street now, anywhere in England, the police walk over and say, okay, what are you talking about? I need to file a report on. I mean, that is classic secret police. That is downtown Red Square, Moscow. That is Beijing, outside the Forbidden City, with the big portraits of Mao Zedong. In fact, it's worse now in England and many cities in the U.S. than it is in communist China today. And, folks, it isn't just Alex Jones. I watched in D.C. on two different trips, two different days we spent there at Bilderberg. Two of the 5 days we were there, I went and shot footage of just the landmarks. And I watched crowds of people, I mean small crowds, walking, you know, 100 yards in front of the White House by a big park, and cops would just come over on a Segway and just yell at people and say, don't stand too long in front of that monument. They've been told, prod us, boss us, let us know. We have footage of this. Footage of, I mean, this country is a dirt pit. You understand, they don't treat you like that in Nicaragua. The police don't treat you like that in El Salvador. You understand, we're the worst of the worst. Has nothing to do with terrorism. They have been told. I mean, I watched them boss black people around, white people around, Midwesterners, people from California. I mean, just mixed crowds of people. Just like Tony Montana says when the cops are interrogating him in Scarface, he goes, you want a Chivano in every corner, watching what you do, telling you what to eat, what to sleep, you know, what to do, where to go. I mean, this is tyranny, folks, when you can be 100 yards down a grassy slope videotaping the Washington Monument and three different agencies will come over to you and boss you around and ask why you're doing that. And they know there's no permit. They know it's a no-permit city. They just try to see what they can do. Well, let me see what's on your camera. And I'm just like, come on, man. God, this is what you've done to America. Then they'd have security guards come over, then another police agency. But it wasn't just me. It was families. Families that bring their children to see the Washington Monument, and a cop would come over and say, with still cameras, why are you taking photos of that? This is an induction into enslavement. How can government agents listening say you're good? You know this is for the people. You know we're going into tyranny. You know you've hired 26,000 preachers and a 500,000 truck drivers and 23,000 executives, all to be your secret police, and all over the country, SWAT teams are training the local kids on how to use guns. Guns are only good when it's in their hands against us, and how to tattle on their parents, and how to run checkpoints. And my God, this is just Orwellian. This is East Germany. We are going into East Germany. And I read this article, we got a link to it up on prisonplanet.com, but the headline's The War on Photographers, and it just gives all the mainline cases. No due process, no judge, no jury, no law. They're just criminal thugs. And we've had them walk up to us in New York and say, let me see what's on your camera, or I'm going to take it. A lot of times they go ahead and just take it. And they'll hold your camera up and they go, you got a gun. You're aiming a gun at me. And the cop just smiles, man. And I mean, it is classic, right out of every movie you saw about tyranny. These are criminals. These are gang members. These are wicked, evil, hateful, bad cancer cells in the heart of our nation. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We're at a major crossroads in human history.
I hurt myself today.
Everybody knows it in their gut, even if they're not intellectually studying the geopolitical landscape.
I focus on the pain.
Ray McGovern is our guest. We really are honored to have him for the next 35 minutes or so. He came on a few weeks ago and said that they really are gearing up to attack Iran. He doesn't know they're going to do it, but they intend to. And now we have Bolton saying publicly to the press, to the UK's Telegraph, that there is a plan to have Israel attack Iran before the next president is sworn in. Meanwhile, we have the corporate media finally reporting on the fact that the neocons, including McCain's advisor, are saying terror attacks would really help them and be a great thing. So we'll talk about that as well with our guest, Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern, can you break down the latest developments on the Iran front?
Well, yes, Alex. It's very troubling indeed. We have a whole series of indicators, much like the ones before the attack on Iraq, where it looks like the people running our policy. Let me just get that off here. Sorry. Our policy there toward toward Iran this time are the same fellows that brought us Iraq, and they seem to be hell-bent on doing what they seem to promise the Israelis they would do before they left office, and that leaves only six months. And so we see Olmert and Bush huddling several times, and Olmert just seeming delighted that what Bush and he have worked out, mentioning operational details which are being now worked out by pilots and planners and so forth. So it looks very real. The extraordinary thing here, Alex, is that it would become so inured, would become so accustomed to talking about, well, when will we start the next war? The American people don't seem to realize the gravity of the situation here, not only in terms of, you know, starting a war here and there willy-nilly, but in this case, starting a war against a formidable opponent in which we cannot win. I mean, we just cannot win this one. And if we start bombing Iran, the consequences will be, well, they'd be catastrophic.
What is it in the psychology, Ray McGovern? I mean, you advise many presidents who were the morning briefer for George Bush Sr., a highly respected analyst, and all the other analysts are saying the same thing you're saying. I mean, what is it about Napoleon having to attack Russia or Hitler? Why do they always just have to push it, push it, push it?
Well, partly because they gather around themselves a group of little sycophants, a group of, you know, courtiers who just kind of say, yes, Mr. President, yes, Mr. Emperor, or whatever. And they don't question. They just kind of fall into lockstep. And you know, all you have to do is review what has happened to the institutions of this country, to include the senior military under Rumsfeld. You'll see a thoroughly corrupted regime that sat around and helped Rumsfeld lie about torture and the destruction of the army in which I was proud to serve. So you have a situation where not many people are standing up, and when you get somebody like Taguba, General Taguba, who did the only honest investigation of Abu Ghraib, being marginalized and ridiculed and that kind of thing, then you've got a situation where, it's very, very doubtful that this attack can be prevented.
Now, and as you probably know, he came out last week with the prestigious international group, a medical association, and said war crimes have been committed premeditatedly, and that now the only question is, will these Hitlerian-type crimes be punished?
Yeah, and you know, I hate to sound like a broken record on this, but our founders, many of them from Virginia, where I'm from, had a very specific way of handling this kind of situation, and it's called impeachment. It was mentioned in the Constitution six times, and why the Democratic leadership, particularly John Conyers, head of the Judiciary Committee in the House, why they shy away, why they're so reluctant to fulfill their constitutional duty is something that has me very, very outraged. And what we need to do is have a grassroots movement to say, look, you know, there are so many crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors here. The question is outrage fatigue. You know, which ones do we pick? Three did it for Nixon. We have 35 from Kucinich on Bush. Let's pick out three and go for it.
Okay, we have one of the senior CIA analysts for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. on with us, Ray McGovern. We're going to come back and go through the consequences for those that think this will be something to watch on TV, a new war. It will not be that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth, and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn it on? What would you do?
Ray McGovern's our guest for another 25 minutes or so. The point he's making is that a lot of people who don't know how the world works, who haven't studied the basics, don't understand the magnitude of the fact that this war is already one of the main reasons you're paying $4.15 a gallon on average. It's one reason our name is now absolutely hated. We are seen as the old Soviet Union. We're seen as the evil empire by the world. And the elites here are showing the exact pattern that other elites have shown, the most virulent. The Napoleons, the Hitlers, the Mao Zedongs, the Joseph Stalins. Very virulent. The worst nightmare. I mean, the worst scenario you can imagine. The U.S. falling into the hands of absolute criminals. The Democrats acquiescing because they're bought and paid for by the same power mad corporate interest. And Ray McGovern's our guest to talk about not just what's currently happening in Iraq. I want to get into that some with him and some new reports that have come out from the GAO. But, of course, what's happening in Iran and what those consequences will be. And now the fact that Israel, the United States, and others, especially Israel, are saying we're doing nuclear attack drills, we're doing emergency drills, we're preparing to attack, we're going to attack. Bush met with us and he said he's going to attack, he's going to support us. And so you've got that message in the international press. Then domestically, they put out more disinfo about we found Iraqi weapons that were given to them by the Iranians. That's on the front page. Then a week later, it's in the back of the paper that it wasn't true. Classic psyops. Ray McGovern, break it down for us, what we're facing, and hopefully how we can possibly stop this, but what those consequences will be.
Well, the consequences would be catastrophic. It would make the situation in Iraq look like a women's high school volleyball game. You know, the Iranians have they have an army, they have an air force, they have a navy. They have everything that Iraq did not have, the prostrate as it was after the sanctions and after losing the Gulf War. So they have all manner of ways to retaliate. The thing that bothers me most, of course, as a previous army officer, is that they have the capability to cut our supply lines between Kuwait and Baghdad and take hostage several tens of thousands of troops. This is a real deal, and what do you say then to the commander in chief? Well, what are we going to do? You'll say, well, send reinforcements. Well, as you know, Alex, there aren't any reinforcements to send. All right, that's why there's no more surge. They had to take those people out, and so well, what else we got? Well, we got these mini nukes. That's what they're for, and these people don't make any distinction between high explosive weaponry and nuclear weaponry. It's just incredible. And so this thing could escalate very, very quickly into a situation where we threaten the Iranians with the use of nuclear weapons, and they have to deal with that. Whether we make good on that threat or not is even more disturbing. But this could lead to that. Now, I'd be more interested in exploring how this thing could get underway. The Iranians are no dopes. They're not going to be provoked into doing the kind of attack on Israel or U.S. forces that would give us an excuse and the Israelis an excuse to really zap them. What I mean by really zap them is go after the lion's share of their nuclear-related activities in Iran. And so what's likely to happen? Well, I think more likely than anything would be the kind of what we call in the trade here, in the intelligence trade, a false flag attack, okay? You get a boat all painted up with Iranian colors, and you sink U.S. destroyer escort in the Gulf. Wow. You kill a bunch of Americans. That could set things off. Now, who would do that? Who has an interest? Who would, cui bonum, we used to say. Who would have an interest? Who would profit from that kind of thing? Well, it's very clear that the state of Israel would, because many of those extreme leaders think that they have to move against Iran before Bush leaves office.
And we know Israel has done a lot of false flags before. That's declassified in public knowledge.
Yeah, and most people don't realize that 1967, they tried to sink the USS Liberty, killed 34 of our sailors and wounded 172 of them. And this was suppressed, and this was not investigated. And now we finally have the death of one of the lawyers that was asked by LBJ to make it look like just a mistaken identity thing on the part of the Israelis. But we have the tapes, Alex. I mean, we have the Israeli pilots saying, well, wait a second, there's an American flag. Oh, that's an American ship. Take it out anyway, So, there's no question but that was a deliberate attack.
And by the way, sir, now that that's come out in the last few months, Chicago Tribune has admitted, neocons are on websites saying, good, it was a greater sacrifice for Israel, and now they're saying Israel comes before the U.S., and that almost like our sailors needed to die, and that it was a good thing.
It is really very, very strange. I mean, you go back to George Washington and his warnings against a passionate attachment of one country, namely the U.S., to the perceived strategic needs of another. And he warned that this is a very, very, very dangerous kind of phenomenon. And, of course, it's playing out here, over 200 years later. The president is openly described by, the fellow that I would describe as having the most experience of anyone in Washington. That's General Brent Scowcroft, who is the national security advisor to the first President Bush. He felt it necessary while he was still serving as the younger Bush's chair of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, he felt it necessary to go to the Financial Times and say, you know, you should know that George W. Bush has been mesmerized by the Israeli then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, that Sharon has him wrapped around his little finger. Now, you know, Alex, as an intelligence analyst, there are various degrees of reports that you give credibility to. Well, you know, this is horse mouth stuff. This is Scowcroft watching what's going on in U.S. policy toward the Middle East, having a catbird seat with all the sensitive information. Scowcroft, who is the consummate bureaucrat and would never say anything to the press that he hadn't darn well thought through, going to the Financial Times and telling them that this was a very dangerous situation because for some reason or other, the Israelis seemed to have our president mesmerized. Now, why would he do that? I think he just wanted the rest of us to know that this is a very dangerous situation and it's playing out now. There are only 6 months left and nobody's making any secret of the fact that this is what this is the urgency for the Israelis. It's not that the Iranians are getting a nuclear bomb in 6 months. Nobody believes that. It's just that this is the window that if the Israelis perpetrate or precipitate or catalyze this kind of reaction that they hope to get from the Iranians, that Bush has already pledged publicly to jump in with both feet. So that's the situation. What we need to do is sensitize the American people and say, look, you know, who's running this country here? Who's responsible for the bill that is now in the Senate and House, which says we should blockade Iran? An act of war. Who's responsible for that? Well, we know, because the American-Israel APAC, the organization that was in here 2 weeks ago, were openly pressing for that.
And then, of course, a blockade is a major escalation of forces right up against each other, blocking their travel back and forth through the straits there, which is an economic and military act of war. And then that's almost guaranteed to where they may not even have to stage a false flag. Some type of incident might occur. And you brought up how the Iranians have been very shrewd, not being goaded into anything here, Mr. McGovern. It's admitted that for 4+ years, New Yorker magazines reported, the White House confirmed last year, that 4 Wahhabist terror groups, Al-Qaeda groups, commanded by the number 3 of Al-Qaeda, have been funded by U.S. Military and under the direction of the White House to carry out terror attacks targeting police, dams, schools, all over Iran. And the Iranians are suing the U.S. for blowing up mosques, staging events, and Iran saying, okay, we're taking terror attacks, we're taking military hits, U.S. Special Forces are commanding them domestically, and our White House says, yes, we have forces in there. 6 months ago, put a press release out attacking you. I mean, can you imagine if Iran had their special forces blowing up police stations in Dallas, Texas, or Chicago?
Well, that's different. That's different because they're the evil people. Come on, Alex. They're the evil people who have the white hats on. You know?
But, I mean, Iran is taking this terror attacks every week, blowing up mosques. This is like a Twilight Zone episode, right, McGovern? Did you ever think you'd see anything like this?
I did not, although I've seen close to it. Alex, part of the reason they can take this is because it's so feckless. Part of the reason they can take this is because the National Security Council under Bush doesn't know what it's doing, and it's got a bunch of amateurs in what used to be the covert operations part of the CIA. The activity is not going to have much effect, and so the Iranians can kind of dust it off. But, you know, what people need to realize is that the majority in Iran are the minorities, okay? There are more minority peoples in Iran. I'm talking about Azeris, I'm talking about Baluchis, I'm talking about Kurds. Over 50% of the Iranian population are minorities. And so what this administration, our administration, thinks they can do is play around with these minorities and fund all kinds of terrorist little...
But all they're doing is getting more support from the central government.
That's exactly right. And they can't succeed at it. And, you know, the fecklessness of this whole thing is if you wrote a novel, nobody would read it because it's too strange.
So how do we stop it?
Well, you know, Alex... I've come to the conclusion that writing op-eds isn't enough. Speaking wherever they'll listen to me isn't enough because I find myself speaking just before groups who are already persuaded that this is outrageous. So I don't know how to skin this cat other than to think that maybe the time has come to put our bodies into it. Maybe the time has come to go into our senators and representatives of offices and stay there and make sure that they know that we want to run this country. We don't want AIPAC. We don't want the Israel lobby to be leading us into a war from which we will suffer for decades and decades. I've got my little granddaughter here. She's 14 months, and I look at her and I say, my goodness, you know, what is going to happen to little Molly and her generation? So what we need to do is be a little less selfish and put our bodies into it, because there is such a thing as too late. And Martin Luther King said that very eloquently. There is such a thing as too late, and we're approaching that point within the next 2 months, in my view.
Well, on a separate whole genre, but it fits into this, and then I want in the final segment to talk about the degrading situation and the propaganda we're getting out of Iraq. And different agencies putting out different sides of that. I was in D.C. to cover Bilderberg a few weeks ago. I have been in London. I've been in California, Austin, Texas, where I live. And I watched police harassing tourists in D.C. who were at the National Monument, clearly families taking photos, when there's no law. Mm. I watched police minding them like I was in 1970s Havana, Cuba. I have police walk up to me in Austin and say, turn your camera off or I'll take it. And telling me I can't protest or can't stand on the street with a sandwich board saying I'm for Ron Paul or I'm against the war. In England, they admittedly now are just confiscating people's cameras. The police admit they're provocateuring. I don't understand how they've gotten rank and file in the West. I mean, it's not just about Iran. It's not just about Iraq. There is a great darkness. It's bigger than the neocons, bigger than Bush. The establishment, for some reason, is going for broke to create classical tyranny by every yardstick. Can you talk about that from your analyst perspective? You're aware of all these things happening. How is this? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, I think what you're about to ask is, how is this possible? And it's possible because of the media. I call them the fawning corporate media. People have no way of learning what's going on. Number two, people are not very much affected in their own minds about this, since they don't know the ramifications of being eavesdropped upon. You know, you ask your neighbor, don't you care that your private conversations on the telephone are being monitored? What do you get? You get the answer, well, I'm not talking to Osama bin Laden, with no skin off my
back. But it's worse than that. All over the country, they're training grade school kids to report on their parents and then admitting it on the news like it's good.
Yeah. So the tenor is really just completely changed in the country. And we've got to find some way to write that, which is not going to be very easy. But with the media, I mean, That's the sea change, Alex. You know, when I look back at Watergate, where I was reading every word of the Washington Post and following it like for 2 years, that was the height. That was where the press, the media really came into its own. You look at the papers today, look at the Times, look at the Post. There's not a word.
The New York Times wrote an apologetic piece this weekend, basically like torture's no big deal.
Well, yeah, it's really reached dangerous proportions. And what I compare it to is the situation in Nazi Germany in 1933, where everyone cooperated. I mean, you take the churches. Now, one might expect, or one might hope at least, for a moral stance to be taken by the institutional churches in this country. What about the Methodist Church? Bush and Cheney both claim to be Methodists. Do Methodists approve this kind of torture?
They should throw them out. They should throw Cheney and Bush out, shouldn't they?
Yeah, well, at least they should make a moral statement. So what you have, as you had in Germany in 1933, you have the Catholic and the Lutheran churches throwing in their lot with the government, not finding their voice. And so it's up to people like us to do what we can. And whether we're successful or not, it's not about being successful. people. It's about being faithful. It's about being having integrity and speaking out and making sure people know what's going on. Because if people aren't affected immediately, mm-hmm. as they weren't affected, you know, it was only those little Jews, my neighbors the Jews, that were being carted off, you know. It's only those kids in the small towns of America that are going off to Iraq, you know. Unless people start identifying with their brothers, you know, unless they come back to the bedrock principle that we are, after all, our brothers' keepers, we should worry about these small kids from the farms in the inner cities. Unless we have this moral conversion, I dare say the prospects are not good.
Ray McGovern, stay there. I want to come back and talk about Iraq, the deteriorating situation there, deteriorating in Afghanistan as well rapidly. Meanwhile, Bush and his cronies are commanding armies that don't exist. But I believe they plan to fail forward. They want to get us into a war so big that they can then escalate. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Did you read God's answer to the lawsuit filed against him by the venomous Nebraska state senator? The serpentine suit accusing God of widespread terrorism and destruction? The court clerk said that an answer to the suit just miraculously appeared in his courthouse office. The clerk said there was no contact information on the filing, but St. Michael the Archangel was listed as a witness. And what was said in the filing? In summary, two things, basically. I am now reading from the Associated Press article that reported it. Quote, "Not so, says God. His response argues that the defendant is immune to some earthly laws and that the court lacks jurisdiction. It adds that blaming God for human oppression and suffering misses an important point." End of quote. Then that point was made, and it was a profound point, that all need, yea, must know and know now. And the point is, well, it is another untold story and is made and posted for a limited time at anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there and read this most important point at anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
All right, we're going to keep Ray McGovern one more segment into the next hour. Then we've got the director of HARP joining us to talk about that program, current head of it. Well, they're heads of three different programs inside the HARP program. Ray McGovern, one of the chief analysts for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. We are in the times that try men's souls. I feel sorry for these little neocon followers that don't understand they're going to be paying $10-$12 a gallon for gas, bare minimum, if this attack happens. I was just talking to you during the break, Ray, about the police state in this country, and you said, yeah, I've been arrested and convicted of unlawful assembly. And, I mean, you can be in New York, anywhere, Austin, Texas, and they'll walk over and say, you're not allowed to stand here on the street corner. There could be a guy with a sandwich board advertising tax preparation. He's fine, but you can't. And I think it's they just haven't taught our Bill of Rights Constitution in the schools. But before we get into Iraq, can you speak to that?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. You had your own experience at the Bilderberg thing. I'm sure you've shared that with your audience. And, you know, people are becoming more repressed and more fearful. This is taking many, many manifestations. So one of the neat things that's going on is that people are pushing the envelope here. People
pushing back.
Yeah, Colleen Riley, for example, out there in Minnesota. She was the FBI whistleblower, you may recall, during 9/11.
Yes.
She's taken to more mundane activities, encouraging and preparing herself these great big banners that they put over overpasses on the Minnesota highways. Why? Because it's legal, that's why. And she says the honks that they're getting and the support that they're getting is really masterful. And this is spreading throughout the whole country. It's something easily done. All you have to do is establish that it's legal and that nobody, you know, nobody drops any of these banners and causes an accident. So there are people pushing back, but it's the repression seems to be on the, on the offensive here.
Well, that's premeditated. They know that what they're doing is illegal, wrong, unconstitutional, despotic, and then you're seeing the final equation in that where they come in with the suppression. But I've heard the saying, make a dictator act like a dictator. I think this is backfiring on them. I don't think they're going to get the total acquiescence like they got in Germany here.
Well, I certainly hope not. We're not quite there yet, but I am very, very disturbed at the passivity, you know, indolence. So that people just, part of it is economic. They, you know, most people have two jobs these days. They don't have time to think about these things and to just let them slide. So we have to sensitize them to it.
That's right. Got to have a job just to pay for your gasoline to get to the other job. Reading over what special forces, what the CIA did in despotic countries to overthrow them, I'm not calling for violence, but some of the nonviolent things, the info war, using the weapons of the truth, I prosecute this like a war, and I think my listeners, they're doing that. That's why we're so successful here in banner hangs, micro FM, going into classrooms and handing out, you know, DVDs about what's happening. I mean, all of us have to get really aggressive right now against this tyranny, or it's going to go to another level. National draft, police state, martial law. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, I think the danger is there, Alex. And, all we need is another terrorist attack. And McCain's good friend there said this would really help McCain. Well, it'll help this regime as well. God knows, you know, they've got some of the regulations already prepared to even do things like impose martial law and postpone the election. So, yeah, this is a very dangerous time. I can't conceive of a more dangerous time on our country's history, at least during my lifetime,
in
the next 6 months.
I think it's as dangerous as Trenton in 1770, was it seven? I mean, I can't think of a more dangerous time.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. When we come back, five final minutes with Ray McGovern back in 60 seconds, we're going to talk about the Iraq situation. But, yeah, I hardly got into all these neocons writing op-eds. Gary Hart writing a letter to Iran saying our government will stage terror attacks. You better do what we say. I mean, they really know that a lot of us know that they are involved in the terrorism, folks. And so it's an open threat to the whole world. These people are mad dog killers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.